Well, I'm deeply concerned about the impact that this potential prosecution is having, not just on the guard concerned, but on the wider community of Gardaí. Every day that a guard gets up, male or female, that goes out the door, they don't know if they're going to make it home to their families at night. The challenges that they face now are greater than ever. The level of criminality that's out there, and particularly amongst the criminal fraternity, they have absolutely no respect for the work that Gardaí do. And I think it's an appalling situation where a guard who was doing his best to apprehend three thugs who have a criminal record a mile long, have been before the courts their entire lives, have been feted by their own community and eulogised for being career criminals. And to think that a member of the force could now face a sanction in court, potential imprisonment, perhaps lose his job for doing what all right-minded people would have wanted him to do, which was take these three thugs off the streets, get them locked up, so that elderly people can live in the knowledge that the guards are able to get these people off our streets and stop harassing and burglaring and putting people's lives through this kind of behaviour. It beggars belief that this has gone through GSOC, that has gone through the DPP, and that this hard-working guard is before the courts, when in my view, he should be getting a Medal of Honour for putting his own life at risk in chasing these thugs.
Timmy, the matter has been investigated by GSOC. It's to come before the courts. The allegation is that a dangerous driving incident occurred on a road before the N7 carriageway. I won't discuss that further because there are details for a judge and jury to decide on. But would you be concerned that perhaps any speculation or strong comments at this point could preempt the findings?
Quite simply, this should never go before a judge or a jury, because this has a chilling effect on every other member of the force who today is wondering whether or not they'll be depending on the goodwill of a jury or a judge not to end up in jail or not to lose their jobs if they give hot pursuit to criminals, known criminals who have rap sheets and have criminal records a mile long. It has an appallingly negative impact on the capacity of Gardaí to do their work. We have to get real as a society. Most other societies have gotten beyond this kind of outrageous behaviour and give their police force the wherewithal to take on criminals and put it up to them. And the tide has turned in recent years where young thugs have no regard for the guards. They use the ability to make spurious complaints to GSOC and elsewhere, and guards find themselves marginalised. We saw an appalling situation where a guard was 3 years on suspension because during COVID he gave the loan of a bike that hadn't been claimed for the station to an elderly farmer who couldn't get a bike because the bike shop was closed. Like, that shows us how an effort to put a supervisionary level over Gardaí has gone full force against the force. We've got to get the balance right. We've got to give guards the capacity to make snap decisions that are in the interest of the public at large and allows them to pursue to the greatest extent possible. And what we're hoping that guards will do is take and put their own lives at risk, which they do every day, put their own lives at risk, oftentimes in pursuing criminals who they don't know whether they're armed with guns or knives or other weapons. And now we want to sterilise them to a point where that if they chase a criminal and break the speed limit, or in the eyes of some do-gooder, they put the lives of the criminals at risk, that they're responsible for dangerous driving. It is farcical and it needs to be addressed.
Well, it is worth saying that Drew Harris has said it in relation to the bike incident. Now, these are Drew Harris's comments that the public doesn't know the full story, and that other Garda members didn't as well when he was making that comment in reference to the GRA. But Timmy, do you think there's an argument to say that this shows a transparency within an Garda Síochána, that if there is any allegations of misconduct, and again, I'm careful about the use of the word allegations there, but if there is any allegations of misconduct of a member of the force, that perhaps this shows that they will be investigated?
there's nobody more conscious of the necessity to ensure that the guards operate and work to a high standard, and that the practices that existed in a bygone era are eliminated from the Garda force, and that's in the interest of the force. But if a guard in the pursuit of three criminals is hauled before the courts with the potential for sanctions up to and including imprisonment or the loss of the job for giving hot pursuit, then there's something very wrong. Because what that is saying to the criminal fraternity, if you have a high-powered car, you drive the wrong way up the road, or you drive at speed, the guards will not be able to follow you. Now, can you imagine what that will do for lawlessness? Can you imagine what that will do to embolden these criminal thugs to continue to strike fear in the minds of so many people throughout the country? When I'm out and about in rural parts of County Clare, one of the biggest issues that people will relate to me and to other public representatives is their fear of the criminal fraternities, and the fear of what they see happening on a nightly basis on television will be transferred to them in rural areas, particularly elderly people living alone. We have to strike a balance here. Yes, of course we want Gardaí to act to the highest standards, and in 99.9% of the cases they do, but it is certainly not, or should not be, considered a negative on their career or on their record when they do their damnedest, put their own lives at risk to chase a bunch of criminal thugs, to get them off our streets. We should start developing procedures to honour and respect, and in my view, they should be given a medal for doing that kind of work. And I think the guard concerned here, hopefully he gets through this and will come back to the force with a renewed interest in the work that he does. And I'd be the first to promote him for a medal and a commendation for doing his work.